Prosser refuted the Judicial Commission's charges against him this week in a 16-point legal filing. One of his chief arguments is that the Judicial Commission may not investigate or prosecute the protected speech, advocacy, and etiquette of Supreme Court justices when they are deliberating in confidential closed conferences. That's where the alleged incident took place. Attorney Frank Gimbel represents the Judicial Commission. He says Prosser made the same claim in a face-to-face meeting with the Judicial Commission before the complaint was even filed.
The essence of which was that not only is my conduct not a violation of the ethics code in the context of all of the factual circumstances, but also there's no end game for you, Judicial Commission. And as a consequence, you should leave it alone. And they decided not to do that.
Gimbel says he'll respond to Prosser's argument soon, but he says in the meantime, the chief appeals court judge should follow the established policy and appoint a 3-judge panel to hear the complaint. He says it's not the commission's intent to make the procedure into a circus, but the process should run its course. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.